This is for all the freedom seekers in the health and wellness world who want to blaze their own path and buck the status quo. Because convention can't stop an idea to take your business anywhere. This is the House Call Revolution.
Welcome to the House Call Revolution. This is Dr. Jen Faber. As a House Call entrepreneur and mentor, in each episode, I bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover smart, innovative ways to build your business with House Calls. Thanks so much for joining me today because this is the revolution you're building. And today leading the charge is Ryan Desjardins. Ryan is the co-owner of At Home Veterinary Services, a veterinary house call practice based in Lake Oswego, Oregon, which serves the Portland metro area. The practice was started as a part-time venture by his wife, Dr. Louise Mesher, in 2008. In 2010, they took the practice full-time and soon after started to grow rapidly. Today, At Home Veterinary Services sends three doctors, along with certified veterinary technicians, to homes all over the Portland metro area to see dogs and cats in the comfort of their home. The focus of the practice is geriatric medicine, palliative, hospice, and end-of-life care, although they do see their share of young, healthy pets, too. After serving in the U.S. Marine Corps and attending Washington State University, Ryan never imagined he'd be a part of a veterinary house call practice. He spent 18 years in public safety and emergency communications before leaving to help his wife with the practice. Making the change to small business owner was one of the best decisions he ever made. Ryan, thank you so much for being on the House Call Revolution and welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to the talk.
Likewise. And I think one of the biggest things that I'm excited to hear and excited for you to share with our listeners is really two things. The first is, how did you and your wife come to discover the house call model and decide that it was right for the veterinary practice that you were building? And two, what was that transition like going from part-time to full-time? Walk us through that evolution.
Sure. So when I first met my wife, Dr. Mesher, which was in 2001. She was a emergency veterinarian for a large emergency animal hospital here in Portland. And she really liked being an emergency vet. It was fast-paced, it was intense, lots of adrenaline. But she kind of felt like she was missing a connection with the clients, missing a connection with the patients. You know, in emergency, it's kind of in and out, kind of a thing that, that happens. And she was missing that connection. And so in 2002, she actually left emergency medicine and went to work for an already established house call vet practice in Portland. And that's how she got introduced to it. And she did it on almost a complete whim, like, well, this is really different than anything I've ever done. You know, maybe this, I should try this and see what happens. And what happened was, I think if she would say it, it was almost magical. She found her niche, you know, she found her place where she was able to spend time with people. She was in their homes. They were in the pet's environment. There was no, you know, patients in the next room waiting for her to have to run over to see. You know, her full focus and attention was really right there in the home, on the patient, communicating with their owner about the issues that are going on. And it just fell into place. And so she worked there for a couple years and then got pregnant with our daughter, and she took a little time off from practice. But she knew when she was ready to get back into practice, she was going to want to do house calls. And so she started doing those house calls evenings and weekends when our daughter was about 1 year old. So I was still working somewhere else, but I'd come home in the evening and, you know, she would stay home with our daughter during the day. I'd come home in the evening and she would go out and start doing house calls. And, you know, it just fell into place for her. And I could see that totally from just, you know, helping her a little bit, getting her website set up at the beginning and doing some search engine optimization, that kind of thing. I just saw the change in her in being able to do what she really wanted and practice the way she wanted. So that's how she kind of got introduced to it and found kind of her place in doing house calls. And then between 2008 and 2010, things just started kind of getting busier for her. You know, she was her nights and her weekends were getting pretty filled up, and so when our daughter was ready to start all day Montessori school, we're like, well, let's see what happens. Let's yeah. advertise that this is a Monday through Friday kind of gig, and you know, see how it goes. And it initially, after the first month, we hired our first certified vet tech, and then it just started rolling from there. But the transition was pretty quick, actually. She went from we just kind of switched things up on the website and said, here, hey, now is our hours. Let our clients know that we were doing a full-time thing, which they were actually quite grateful for, because we had more availability.
Yeah.
And and then it just started rolling after that.
That's so exciting. And I really, you know, I think one of the things that really stuck out to me that I'm so glad you shared is how house calls kind of came upon your wife, how she didn't naturally mm-hmm. discover them. Like they discovered her.
And it's totally.
Yeah. And it's really interesting, because I think there's a lot of professionals, you know, who are listening to this podcast who don't know this option's out there. And then when they figure out that house calls are an option, it's about house calls, but it's actually about what house calls can give them as providers and what it could give to their patients in a way that they couldn't do practicing in more of a conventional way, whether that was in a office setting, an emergency setting, urgent care, you name it. So I'm so glad you touched on that, because I think there's a discovery in this model that really helps you bring out, if you're not happy with the way you're practicing now, there's an alternative path. And it's so great to hear the story of how your wife has found it, how you found it together as a couple, but now you have this team of people that have found it. And I think one thing that I'd love to hear is, you know, what would you say, there's such a distinction, right, between the conventional model and the house call model when it comes to practice and caring for patients. What would you say are the top values that you as a team, as a practice, share that the house call model reflects?
Well, I think it really comes down to, and I think it's just a couple of words, is quality of life. And that's quality of life for our patients, being able to provide this in the home, quality of life for the pet parents or the owners, whatever you want to call them, you know, it's about, and the quality of life of the providers, the practitioners that are involved in this. So, you know, our mission, as we have it, is really, you know, providing this personal and compassionate in-home veterinary care for dogs and cats, and nurture, you know, the human-animal bond. And that is so much more effective in the home environment. Yeah. And then really maintaining and elevating quality of life. And, you know, I'm talking from the veterinary world perspective, but that could apply to any kind of provider, that especially in healthcare, that's going to be providing in-home care, is really, it comes down to quality of life. They're, you know, your patients, whether it's an animal or a person, you know, helping them improve their quality of life by whatever service you're providing to them, and maybe and really bring in that care together in the home. And it is a lot more personal in the home. People open up more in the home. Mm-hmm. Your communication is different in the home. And, you know, people have great experiences and great, you know, connections with doctors and providers, you know, in brick and mortar practices. But there's something about being in the home that opens people up just a little bit more. And from a veterinary perspective, also being able to see the patient in their home environment can be really helpful sometimes when kind of diagnosing behavioral issues or other health issues that might be going on. But, you know, I kind of come back to that quality of life and developing the human animal bond really, really hits home in the house call.
It's so powerful. And, you know, it's really fascinating for me in interviewing guests, because I think every single provider or representative of a practice has said the same thing about the experience, about what house calls can offer for the patients that they're taking care of. There's nothing like it, you know, to have that kind of relationship where you're in someone's or a pet's environment where they're comfortable and safe. It's a different level of care that you can provide. And I'd love to go a couple layers deeper with this, because I think quality of life, we can look at this from a couple of different layers, from the patient standpoint, from the provider standpoint, like you've referenced, and also as a business, as a couple running this business. Let's look at the pets, you know, your patients. You know, I've got a little soft spot. I've got a 11-year-old mini poodle. You know, he's older and he's healthy, but I know when he goes to the vet, when my partner and I take him, like he shakes and he's nervous and he kind of freaks out and he's pawing at the door to leave. And I think about the anxiety that your patients and their owners deal with. I'd love for you to dive in more about the quality of life experience for your patients and their owners, and maybe perhaps even share a story of a patient that received in-home services as a result of your team and what that house call experience is like.
Sure. You know, it really is. You know, I would say that probably at least 50 to 60% of the patients we see are older patients. So geriatric animals that are, you know, depending on their size, but, you know, a lot of them are in their teens. And, you know, they have a lot of chronic issues, mobility issues, maybe some chronic or terminal disease. Or they're just, you know, age-related issues that happen. On the flip side of that also is we see a lot of cats. 70% of our patients are cats, and a lot of those, not necessarily just because they're older, but because, you know, a lot of cats don't like getting shoved into a carrier to get taken to the vet.
Yeah.
They get really stressed out when they're at the vet. That stress can have an effect on blood glucose levels, on their respirations, on all kinds of things. And this care in the home, you know, being able to avoid, for a pet owner to be able to avoid having to load their patient up, whether that's, you know, getting your older dog in the car that, you know, he's got hip problems or arthritis or whatever the case may be, you know, you get to avoid that, not having to load your cat up in a carrier and stress him out that way and take him into a clinic that may have, you know, all these unfamiliar pets. And, you know, if you have a dog that doesn't get along great with other pets or has some anxiety around other people, you know, all of those things are avoided to a certain extent in the home. Now, of course, there's cats that just don't like being touched by anyone else, regardless of where they are, right? But often what we've found is that they recover from these visits a lot faster when you see them in the home versus, you know, the stressful experience of going to a clinic, being in a clinic, then traveling back and then having to kind of recover that. What we hear from our clients is with these cats that are really high stress is, you know, they recover a lot more quickly from the exam experience. And of course we really strive to be very gentle, very thorough and everything, but you know, there are temperamental pets out there that just, it doesn't matter who's looking at them or where they're looking at them, they're going to experience some kind of stress or anxiety. But you know, as I mentioned, it seems like they recover a lot faster. And then you know, with the older pets and some pets that just have a horrible time in a clinic, cat or dog, are completely different in the home environment. They're in their favorite, they're on their favorite bed, they're with their favorite person, they're in their familiar environment, and it's just as smooth could be as far as the examination goes. And that's what, you know, I've had so many people that call up and call in or email and say, you know, oh, I wish I had found you years ago, or I didn't even know this was available. I can't believe we've been putting our cat through this.
Yeah.
And now you guys are here. And, you know, so we get that a lot. And the other thing that the home environment does, I think, is for some of these very critical cases, and one example would be a cat that we were introduced to, a new client, and a cat we were introduced to in September of last year. A little cat with some pretty severe cardiac issues and some other health issues was at the emergency vet hospital, and you know, everyone was essentially telling the owner that, you know, he's going to be gone in a few days. There's just not much hope for him. There's not a whole lot we can do here. I mean, there's things we can keep him alive, but he's not going to have much of a life, that kind of thing. And so the owner reached out to us and said, you know, I'm going to take my cat home. I'd like to make him comfortable as possible. And, you know, and if we can maintain a quality of life or get some quality of life back for him, great, but I want him to be at home. And that little cat, you know, we ended up seeing that cat, initially multiple times a week. And then as he recovered and got better, and he got to the point where he was just a regular old cat again, you know, and he still had the heart issues. He still, you know, needed his medications, but he had a great, he caught a bird, you know, I mean, he was a cat again, you know, and he did recover and he lived for another year. And he ended up dying peacefully at home. But, you know, he went on for months and months and months after, you know, the owner was told that, you know, he was going to be gone in a few days. And I think some of that can be attributed to being in his favorite place with his people and not in a cage in a hospital, for lack of a better description, you know, because that's where he would have been in an intensive care. He would have been in, you know, a little treatment in a treatment area in a hospital. And you know, he was able to do his home, and, you know, we provided him with oxygen and lots of palliative support and controlling his pain and making sure that he had the resources. And, you know, he really had a great quality of life. It wasn't, you know, we don't keep pets alive for the sake of keeping them alive.
Sure.
You know, the quality of life has to be a part of it. It has to be, they have, you know, there's, are you keeping them alive for you or keeping them alive for them to enjoy their life and in that, you know, enjoy their life with them. And so that's not real, you know, the hospice care that we provide isn't for, you know, at all costs we keep a pet alive.
Right.
It's about maintaining as best of a quality of life as possible for them and their owners. And then when the time comes to say goodbye, giving them an option for a peaceful transition at home, you know, instead of having to go to a clinic and saying goodbye in a clinic, you know, they can do that at home.
Yeah.
So, that's really what it kind of comes down to. And that's really what I think our doctors love the most and technicians for that matter. And if you talk to any one of our employees that got into this, not really knowing what they were getting into, knowing they wanted something different, but to a person, they would say that they could never work in a traditional clinic again.
They just
wouldn't. They're all just totally sold and really invested in providing in-home care.
Yeah. It's so poignant the way you've depicted all of that, because there's a lot of emotion and sensitivity when it comes to taking care of our pets and from the patient perspective, making sure that they're comfortable. There's so many beautiful nuggets that you said in that last answer that I think the one vein I see from the clinical standpoint is to be able to assess your patients in a way that actually is more accurate and true to form to who they are. I mean, there's the phrase white coat syndrome for a reason, you know, why patients get nervous, get anxious, it throws off readings. But not only that, but be able to see the outcomes that you're able to achieve, and especially in an area that is sensitive as more geriatric medicine, working with older patients, there's sensitivity around that to literally look at quality of life from a different level. I mean, not only are you providing a different experience, you're actually impacting their longevity by the true nature of being able to have your patients and their owners stay in their home. I mean, it's like having a buddy come in, you know, like having a friend. It's like, oh, who's this? It's someone new. Like, you can literally picture that as you're describing it. Like, I had my dog on the stainless steel table at the vet, and it's, you know, that's the nature of that environment. But the idea of like having someone come here, he'd be excited and jumping and happy. And it's such a beautiful way to develop that bond that you reference, that human animal bond that, you know, true to the testament of your staff and both your and your wife's vision, it's a no-brainer why the providers would want to continue to work in this model, because it's safe to say, right, that they experience a bond with their patients that they would never experience in another type of environment with the beauty of going to their home.
Well, for sure. For sure. I mean, you know, especially that we're dealing, you know, one of the, you know, as opposed to a traditional clinic, I guess, I'm sorry about the stumble there, but opposed to a traditional clinic, you know, we don't do a whole lot of, you know, see a client once a year for their annual checkup, vaccines, and that's it.
Right.
Because we have this focus in older pets and pets with chronic and terminal disease, we see the pets, you know, once a month, once a week, twice a week, you know, sometimes more, you know, maybe it's once every 2 months, but it's a, we see these pets a lot more frequently. And yeah, they really do, you know, the pets know the people that are coming and they connect with them, and the it is, you know, there's hugging and there's, I mean, you know, you kind of it's a really tight bond. And you know, the another side effect of the house calls that we've seen, and I think other people I would suspect would also experience this, but the people that want these house calls, that invite you to come to their home, are almost always really, really, really good clients, right? I mean, they really, they from you know, in our world, they really, really care about their pets. They really want to do what they can for their pets. There's, and you know, they're great people to work with. You know, at a traditional clinic, you know, you get calls from people looking for the cheapest vaccines and where can I get this done for a couple of dollars, and you know, not that that's wrong to find a great deal to get, you know, pet care, but it's not our shtick. You know, it's about this connection, and it's not what our clients are about either. They're about providing this high level of care, and it really does go a long way in tightening that bond between provider, you know, pet owner and the patient.
Yeah, there's that triangle effect, right? Like all parties are involved in that process, especially when your patients are pets, when they're animals. Like the pet owner is a huge aspect to that. And I'm so glad that you brought this up, because I think for professionals who are just discovering house calls or love the idea of it, one of the fears that comes up is, you know, will people pay more? Will people invest more? And I think the challenge is that healthcare has become, if I dare say, more of a commodity, looking for the bargains, looking for the easiest access, because we're also trained in that way, that that's what the options are. But it's not about it being a commodity. It's about what's the value behind it. And it's so true. I could not agree more that in providing house calls, there's such a natural ability to attract those people that are really putting their health or their pet's health or both first. You know, making it a priority. It's not about the fee. It's not about the. It's not about any of those things. It's actually about you can provide an experience that no one else can. That is so much deeper, and it's going to create such better results for the pets and being in the comfort of their own home. So I thank you for bringing that up, because I think it's a really powerful topic, and to show that from your experience is really powerful for those who are just looking into this model. So thank you for that. And I think one thing that really popped out to me too, in talking about attracting good clients, you know, who are committed and loyal, and you build beautiful loyalty with house calls. I know part of your role, Ryan, is with the marketing side, the business side of your practice. So talk a little bit about the niche, with the niche model of house calls, how has it been an asset for you to stand out as a veterinary practice in the Portland area?
Well, sure. You know, it's, and this is one of those areas that, you know, we learned a lot of lessons kind of over time regarding that. You know, when you first go in and start a small business, it's kind of like, oh man, I need all the business. I need to get everything I can. We'll see anyone. We'll do anything we can. You know, let's get the business here. And that's, you know, what we learned is, and why we've developed over time into a much more specific sort of vision for the practice, is that attracting the right people, you know, solving particular problems. So, you know, we work, although we work with pets for, with pets of all ages, you know, our, that focus of geriatric medicine, palliative care, hospice care, and chronic and terminal illness has brought this kind of laser focus to the practice. So, you know, that's what we tell people that we're all about, you know, and it makes it a little bit easier to market and compete, especially when no one else is doing that, you know.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there are other house call practices in town, but they don't quite have, they don't have the same, focus that we do, or they don't advertise the same focus. Most advertise just, general veterinary care. Well, there's lots of places that people can get general veterinary care or general whatever kind of health care you need. So, you know, over time, developing this practice into something that with a little bit more focus and being problem-oriented, problem-solving-oriented in these particular areas really makes a difference. And I think any practice that's going to be doing house calls kind of has to make sure they know what their self-identity is, mm-hmm. what the identity of their practice is going to be. Because I think if you go into it saying, okay, I'm a chiropractor, I'm a doctor, I'm a veterinarian, and I'm going to do house calls, great. And, mm-hmm. and they're going to be for this. For just general. If it's too general, you know, you've got people asking the question, well, do I really need this? Do I really need this person into my home if mm-hmm. I just need to get, you know, my back adjusted or whatever, or I just need a checkup? Do I really need that? And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that just kind of say, eh, you know, that's not – that maybe that's not really worth it. And then, you know, potentially you have the issue of – well, I've got to attract more people, so I better lower my prices because people aren't coming. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to get the word out to everybody. And you get in this vicious cycle of, you know, how am I going to make a living at this? And so, you know, having that focus and having an identity of what problems you're really going to solve for people and then being able to identify them, you know, we go out and we make sure that people know that this is our emphasis. You know, this is our emphasis. This is a focus of our practice. And, you know, these owners and dogs and cats are living longer, just like people are living longer for the most part. Mm-hmm. You know, and they see this and they're like, oh, okay, my vet's never talked to me about this kind of stuff. How do I take care of my pet when they get older? And, you know, they've got this disease that's been diagnosed, but, you know, what's the best way to treat it? And, hey, these people, this is what they do. And, you know, from that perspective, people, you know, are willing to, you know, pay for that level of a specialty or focused service that's going to come to their home, even a bigger bonus, you know, and do it. And I think one of the things we learned from a marketing standpoint is that marketing for us anyway, that if we were just a veterinary practice that did house calls wasn't it, you know, mm-hmm. that wasn't going to make it, that isn't what grew us to the place we are now and isn't going to what takes us to the next level as we move forward. Right. It's having an identity and sort of a brand and making people sure that they know about it and are aware about it, that they can find us on the internet, that our search engine optimization, I could talk for another hour and a half on,
right.
on that, you know,
totally.
And do that and you know, but having that, being aware of what problems you're really going to solve and being able to communicate that to people are going to bring the right people to you, or I guess more accurately, they're going to ask you to come to them, you know. Yes. and provide that level of service, and they're going to be willing to pay for it, pay a reasonable rate that, you know, you're worth. And that's, I guess, another piece of the thing is, you know, making sure that you're charging what your service is worth. And I think a lot of, at least in the veterinary world, there's a lot of house call practices out there that undercharge for mm-hmm. what they're worth.
Yes.
And some of that is maybe there's a lack of focus. Maybe there's a lack of focus in what they're providing and people don't really realize it. On the flip side of that, there are some very successful house call practices out there that just do general wellness and they're less expensive, but it's not going to be what we do. You know, right. It's not going to have that same level of focus and care for these, for older pets and this chronically and terminally ill pets that we do. So that's kind of one big thing, is really having an identity and a brand that can be, you know, easily caught when, you know, easily understood by potential clients when they see your website or your social yes. media or whatever advertising you plan on doing, is they've got to know, like, right off the bat that these are the problems you're going to solve.
Absolutely. I so love how you vocalize that too, because, you know, it's funny. One of the questions that I love to ask is like, what's the biggest lesson you've learned? Like what, in hindsight, what would you change? And you answered it so beautifully, because I think what can be missed with as powerful as a model, as the house call model can be in setting yourself apart and being niche, is there is that reflex in health providers that says, but I have to market to everybody. I have to get clients. I have to get patients. Like I need to market to the masses. And it's so not about that. It misses the mark of who you are and who you focus on, and an opportunity to really hone in on it. I'm so glad that you brought that up, because it's really looking at house calls are the model. It's the vehicle of how you provide your care. And there are a ton of benefits and liberties that you can have that you can't have in a conventional model. But it gets lost if you don't think about who you're marketing house calls to. It's really that niche within a niche. So I couldn't agree more. It was so well put. You literally touched on three questions I had for you in that. So I think to best summarize, then there have been a lot of key nuggets and takeaways that you've shared with your experiences and the practice's growth. For those out there listening, you know, those who are new to this model, just discovering it, trying to figure out if house calls are for them, or have realized it and looking for some motivation. You know, one of the biggest themes on this podcast is the freedom to take your business anywhere with house calls. So for those listening, what would be a dose of motivation you'd love to give them?
Well, you know, the thing to understand is it's absolutely possible to make a living and to be happy and be successful by doing house calls. And although this part isn't so motivating, is that it's also absolutely possible to not. But it's you've got to, like we were just talking about a little bit, having that focus and having an identity and brand, focus on these key elements of developing this business and with a great plan and a great vision, and you're going to have success and you're going to be happy and you're going to be working with some really, really great people. Whether or not, you know, you have employees or not, you know, there's plenty of single person practices out there and house call practices. But the relationships you build with your clients and or patients, however you want to, depending on your model, you know, is going to be absolutely rewarding. And, you know, it's also possible to make a really, you know, wonderful living. We're still growing. We're still investing in our business. We still are continuing on. And, you know, there's no reason that a person can't take something like this and turn it into something just really incredibly special. And we're still in our process. We're still moving forward. We're still doing a lot of things, adding another doctor probably here shortly and everything. So it's, I think the motivating part is it's not a flash in the pan. It's really a way to have a complete life, and it comes all the way back to the beginning when I talked about quality of life, and that's not just your patients and your clients, but it's the providers too.
So true. I couldn't have said it better, and I think that's probably one of the biggest takeaways in the perspective you've brought to the table. Like you said, is that quality of life for all involved. The lifestyle that you can have in providing house calls, both for the patients as well as for the providers. So I think for those out there listening, I think there's a ton of wisdom you shared, a lot of inspiration and perspective that you brought to the table for those who are just looking into this, or even those who are doing it and trying to figure out how to grow and make their house call practices better. There's a lot that you've brought to the table. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. And I really want to acknowledge you, Ryan, for first, what you and your wife have built in Portland, what it is that you're doing with veterinary care, and how you're literally changing the lives of your patients and their owners for the better. And also for really being part of this trend, this resurgence of what the house call model is, both in the world of veterinary medicine, but also in the world of health and wellness as a whole, and everything that you've brought to the table today. I really appreciate your knowledge and your perspective as it relates to building a house call practice.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it. I'm glad I could share our little piece of the the puzzle for people and give a little insight into to what we've done. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. And that's the whole idea. You know, it's one story, part of a bigger vision. And for those of you out there who are listening and want to connect with Ryan and At Home Veterinary Services, you can find them at www.pdxhomevet.com. as well as on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, just search for PDX Home Vet, and you will find them there if you want to get social with them. Ryan, again, thank you so much. Thank you for representing At Home Veterinary Services in a beautiful way and all the perspective you've brought to the table. Thank you to all of out there who have been listening. This is the House Call Revolution, showing the freedom seekers like you how to take your business anywhere with house calls. It is truly my honor to be leading this charge because this is the revolution you're building.
This is the House Call Revolution.